Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, what is up, players, listeners, friends, family, who passerbys? Welcome to The Art Show. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always here on The Art Show, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby in BC with
Chris Yee.
Thank you for finishing the rhyme. All right, yeah, happy to
glad
have
to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, happy to have you back in the studio. It's been a while, but
it has been.
Yeah, it's been too long. But we are going to do the same thing we always do. Do our very best to tell you about all the cool things happening in and around this microphone, fantastic soda called Video Vancouver. And I think I have one or two for New West. Shout out to New West. And all that cool stuff. But as always, we're going to take a quick little divergence and get some messages out of the way so we can just focus on some rockin' and rollin'.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Fashion Fictions, an exhibition which surveys experimental design practices that exist at the intersection of fashion and other modes of cultural production, until October 9, 2023. The designers in Fashion Fictions occupy liminal spaces such as fact and fiction to use fashion as a means to unite seemingly disparate sentiments and to propose new possibilities for aesthetics, bodily forms, and more ambitiously, how we exist in the world. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Love this intro.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
All right, now that we got the necessaries out of the way, we can focus on having a chill and good time here on the radio. Again, if this is your first time tuning in, to keep in mind, we are also broadcasted on Fridays at 8 o'clock. So if you ever want to listen to a show so nice you want to hear it twice, tune in again there. And that's why you'll hear me very much heavily laying on the tonight Thursday night aspect, just to make sure our Friday announcers do not get confused, because I don't want to disappoint you by telling you about shows that have already happened. That would suck, but I'm gonna do it anyways. So it's up to you to realize that I'm talking about Thursday night tonight, because that's the present that we're living in, because that's how time be. Speaking of which, let's get you started here. We have the Bubblegum Art Rock Social tonight at the Red Gate, 8 p.m. Thursday night. It is, quote, a rock concert and social and artist showcase combined in one for a Warhol Factory party style experience. So, who's on deck, I hear you saying? You have Summer Brothers, Mason Burns, and Candy Roar, if I'm reading this bill correctly. And is hosted by Drell. So, should be pretty cool. Some cool pop showcases. Yeah, pretty interesting poster. Good old collage stuff here. So, once again, some Bubblegum Art Rock Social over at the Red Gate Arts Society on May the 3rd, tonight, Thursday night, 8 p.m., $15 pay what you can. Come on down. What else we got in the other end spectrum of sound here? We are moving to the Astoria, which, I don't know, is it just being, is it a bar anymore? Is it just a venue? Have you been back to the Astoria yet, Chris?
Not since the thing, you know.
The before times. Yes, that was a good time. Pretty good pool tables there. I've still yet to hear about they exist there, their current capacity on skee ball. But a friend of mine does sound there, but I don't think she is paying attention to the skee ball situation. So, let's tell you what's going on instead of the skee ball situation. Hexus doing the thing with Trauma Model, Jisei, and Blackthorn Ascension. Sounds very eloquent. So come on down for a heavy-sounding experience there for you. $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. I don't know if you can still get pre-sales, but you can certainly try at orangetickets.ca, and you can figure it out from there. Because you're a smart person. I believe in you. Once again, some heavy, heavy tunage from Invisible Orange Productions, Hexus, Trauma Model, Jisei, and Blackthorn Ascension. Wear the appropriate footwear. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure there's some appropriate footwear for this. Moving farther down the road, we go to the Wise Hall. We have Miles from Home with a Y, Cat Madden, and Soso Romero doing the thing at the Wise Hall. Yeah, $20 in advance for this one, $25 at the door. And yeah, so Miles from Home is, quote, offering the classic era of rock when amps were stacked on amps and the louder you sang, the harder you rocked. It's a great recipe to blow out your throat, but I'm sure people have survived through it as, you know, clearly people are still capable of singing really loud. And that's why we do karaoke. when in doubt, you shout about how to do the melody. You should go, if you don't already, the place to, there's a few couple cool spots for karaoke around town. You got the Rec Room tonight, the Princeton, and Funkies as always. I haven't been to Funkies in a while. But I went to the Princeton a few weeks ago and I won $25 on a pull tab, so that was cool. You ever play in pull tabs?
Pull tab?
The pull tabs.
Like,
you know,
like
bar.
From...
Yeah. You know, you get 3 bells in a row, you get $5 or something.
I have not heard of this.
Oh, man. We got to get you to the bar. Please, some pull tabs. Blow an exorbitant amount of small change on it. Maybe you'll get your money back. It's like playing gold rushes at the lottery store. Win $2? Awesome. Spend that dollar you won. Lose it. Everything's fine.
And this is played with beer can tabs.
No. It's a pull tab. Like, it's just like a paper card.
Oh. And I thought you're... talking about
good point, pull tabs of the can, the beverage variety. Were you around for when they had those flop top beers when you just pull off the whole top?
I can't say that.
First time I saw them, I thought ravers were just drinking a lot of fruit cups, but then I learned it was a beer top. Anyways, we're getting off the topic here. Miles from Home, Cat Madden, and Soso Romero, Wise Hall tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m., $20 to $25. Show starts at 8. Don't be late. What do we else got going on? I have something, other cool shows for tonight, do I? Not on that side of the screen. Let's do one more. No, that is that it for Thursday? I don't believe so. There's got to be more. But this is what happens when you're not prepared. Anyways, we're going to hop into some music, and I'm going to figure it out as we go. We're going to check out some music now from Cat Madden. This is going to be their track, Sing, which is what I assume they will do.
mastermind. Take you to the top. If you go for a ride, she'll give you a prop.
I said, come on. We'll be right back.
show you the best, cause inducing less stress is all that I dream of. Hot damn.
Listeners, you just heard some freaking dope music from Tanya Aganaba, and you can see them play over at Guilt and Co. tonight. I'm assuming 7 o'clock. I haven't been there before, but they seem to have some, you know, some more intimate sounding shows there. So if you're looking for a small stage with some cool sounds, should be pretty dope. Should be pretty cool. That was We Ain't France by Tanya Aganaba. And that was off their album Something Comfortable. From a couple years back, though, they are mostly... They also have a fantastic blues and solo guitar side to their sound. So I imagine they might also be doing that. But that was some of their neo-soul stuff that they happen to just dig out here for you. Also in that mix, you heard Mason Burns with Come On Baby. You can see them tonight along with Summer Brothers and all those other bands I mentioned before. So just Candy Roar and, of course, Mason Burns. So it's going to be kind of a bit of a throwback night. Some hippy-dippy stuff for you and your friends to groove to, baby. Yeah. That's what they sounded like in the 70s, I'm sure. No, sorry. The 60s. That was when that was relevant. I'm hip. Very hip. On God. Bet. I love saying all that stuff as a 30-year-old man in my mid-30s to all my coworkers that are, like, in their late teens, coming, getting out of high school and going to university. I'm just like, dang. On God. No one dabs anymore, Chris. It's old hat.
Man.
No one nay-nays.
I'm way behind at the times.
I never even learned to floss. The dance, that is. Though my dentist would probably have something to say about my flossing technique anyways.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I once worked a job where it was like capturing videos. And, like, one of them was probably flossing, but I had no idea what it was.
My niece was very good at flossing, but at that time she was, like, 8. Now she's 12.
No, I meant, like, floss dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I meant, that's what I meant.
Not deflossing.
Yeah, I mean, I used the, like, the little, like, gum brush. Shout out to people who actually take good care of their teeth. I was talking to one of my managers that his teeth are just beaming white. I'm like, yo, Sumit, what do you do? He's like, I just brush every day. I'm like, I mean,
really?
I brush every day.
No bleach?
No, I mean, like,
yeah, they're just immaculate. And, like, well, I like to say that, you know, as someone who's had a root canaler and a cavity fill over the many years that I've had been alive with teeth, if I had to bite a werewolf, I'd win. That's my joke. That's all I got. And I just tell dentists to go crazy in that one tooth because I can't feel a thing. Yeah. How about you, Chris? You got any? You got any fun?
Any teeth stories?
Yeah.
Nothing quite like that.
Mm. How about teeth dreams? Have you ever had those?
Teeth dreams?
Yeah, where like your teeth are falling out in your dreams.
I don't think so. No.
Well, I'm glad. It's not fun. It's not a fun dream.
Yeah, not much has happened to my teeth.
That's good.
Except for maybe your usual fillings. Like just maybe one.
All right. Well, your teeth look great.
Thanks.
Winning smile over here. I wish we could show you on Radio World, but that's the magic of radio. It's only audio. Anyways, finished at the top of that set, you heard Kat Madden with their track Sing. They are playing with Miles from Home and Soso Romero at the Wise Hall tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m. So that should be really cool. Should be really great. And yeah, so that was just some of the stuff you heard today. Now we move on to Friday, which is chock-a-lock full of so many things. So let's get started. Over at the Fox Cabaret at 2321 Main Street, or also known as 7th and Main, because I don't know. The Van Rays with Asian Persuasion All-Stars. They're all going to be doing the thing. So it is the Van Rays. See, I thought I'm mixing up with like Grant Lawrence's band or something. I don't know. Or is he in there? Am I reading this wrong? No, you know, he's not. He's not in there.
Isn't that the Smugglers?
Yeah, that was the Smugglers, but that's back in the neck of the 90s. I've got one of their 7-inches. Shout out to Grant Lawrence if you're listening. What's up, dude? I listen to you a lot on Radio 3. Should be cool. So, yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, Motown soul kind of throwback sound. So that should be nice. Also, backing them up, these the Asian Persuasion All-Stars from a plethora of fantastic bands that have graced the Vancouver music community from over the decades. So check it out. That's tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. until 10 at the Fox Cabaret. Next up, just down the hill from there, you got the Red Gate Art Society, you have Pet Blessings, Selfist, who are doing a tour kickoff, along with The Thing and Warm Belly, this is their debut show, so show them a good time and send Selfist off on a good time. That is, 8 p.m. for doors at that, $20 at the door, pay what you can. Music's at 8:30, but we shall see about that, because, I know Maurice has been single-handedly trying to kill punk time, but it is a hard thing to kill. Anyways, show up on time so the show can start on time, so we can all kill punk time together. Anyways, I digress. Pet Blessing, Selfest, The Thing, Warm Belly, at the Red Gate, May 3rd, Friday night, 8 p.m. Be there. What was the other word I said all the time? Anywho. Empanadas Illegales are playing over at the Tyrant Studios. That's on top of the Penthouse, everyone's favorite strip club with the funny sign downtown. Checking it out. They are a really cool Latin psych kind of band. If you like cumbia and jazz, this is a great combination. You will love them if you enjoy these things. A very lovely, fresh Latin take on jazz fusion. We'll hear from them in a little bit here. I really do like hearing them, and I think you will too. Once again, they're playing at the Tyrant on, where is that, 1019 Seymour Street. They have the music doors at 9, music's at 9:30, and they will play for a long time because that's cumbia for you, baby. It just keeps going. Or is it a marimba beat? I forget. There was some Latin show that just like kept going and going and going. God bless them. So that'd be really cool. Next up, Friday night, also at Green Auto, you have Punitive Damages with Pack Rat and Wait Less. That is Friday night, the 22nd. So shout out to our Friday night listeners are enjoying this. Hop on down there to 1822 Pandora Street and get your butt in the gate there for this show. Should be pretty cool. It's going to be some rocking and rolling. Great bands. Great bands in town for that one there. So they have... we're going to hear some music from Pack Rat in a little bit off their EP they dropped in August, almost literally a month ago. So stay tuned for that. Once again, Punitive Damage, Pack Rat, and Wait Less at the Green Auto Friday night, 8 p.m. Be there. Also, really, really cool show. Great album. Highly recommended. Please check it out. Over at the Beaumont, you have Grimm doing this album release for their album, Your Head is a House. And it has just nonstop bangers. They're playing with Sleepy Gonzales and Punching Knives. It's going to be a freaking dope show over at the Beaumont. Like 8 o'clock, I don't know. The place, the info I found out, it was did not specify a time. But 8 o'clock's a pretty safe bet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, what were you saying about punk time again?
Punk time, it's still kicking. But for those unaware of what punk time is, it's whenever there's enough people. So we as a community can all work together to remove punk time by showing up on time. It's always really weird to me when, especially when I worked in like bigger venues, that people would not show up for the opener. I'm just like, you paid for this and you didn't show up for the opener? What's wrong with you? Go see the opener. It's rude.
Yeah, it's only fair.
You know, you gotta give the...
And besides, like, why are you just seeing one band? Like, you gotta prorate it.
In this economy...